We are now in RDA and we'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
So moved. We have a motion by
Sure.
Emily. Second by Mark. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now, RDA, Kenny, here we go. This will be good. This is really tied to what we talked
Is
about
anyone
earlier.
not familiar with how the RDA functions? Oh, or the principle behind tax increment financing or what this is set up to do?
I could use an overview.
Okay. So essentially an RDA, the principle behind it is if you have let's say there's an agricultural field. This is the best example or the most extreme example. An agricultural field on Main Street that has 10 acres. It's in Greenbelt. They don't pay a lot in property taxes. And then you incentivize a business to come in. They come into that and they generate a $100,000 in taxes. The change between what they paid beforehand and what they pay now, a portion of that through an agreement with the school district, the county, the city, and all the other entities that pay into property taxes, a portion of their property taxes of that increment would then go to the city as an RDA to distribute to specified things that can be spent. One, it can be just a straight out incentive to the business paid as a payment to that business. Most of the time, what it does is it pays for infrastructure or to help the business get started. That's the spirit and the intent, but it can just be any type of payment to those businesses to help them get started. And so that's the principle behind it. So the city, in order to set this up, it took 5 years of sitting down with the school district and the county to get these things organized because the school district is essentially giving up a portion of their property taxes. For however long they specify in those agreements, it's usually about 10 years of what they give up because we only get 13% of the property taxes. The school district is around 70%. And so a portion of that 70%, they wouldn't give up all of it, but they give up a vast majority of that for about 10 years, depending on the type of business that's coming in. Again, these are all based off of agreements, but the gist of it is we've got several areas of the city approved, and I'll just tell you the primary areas are kind of the city center, and also the area west of, if you just think of where Rush is coming in, where those businesses from 25th to 31 on the west side of Main Street, that's all in a RDA. The new acronym is a CRA. It's all the same thing. It's tax increment financing. The whole thing is set up so that businesses come in. Everyone gives up a portion of what they would receive in order to receive a lot more in the long run. And so, just so you know, these businesses that do come in and receive these tax increment financing.
Yeah. And they're interesting because then they have, if we approve one, then it has to go to the district to approve. And then it goes through this, right? Like they have to.
Once they've approved the actual
The zone.
CRA
Okay.
RDA, we just have to abide by the principles or the stipulations within the CRA contract. And so that's how we set up each individual incentive package for these businesses that come in. Rush, Funplex will receive a CRA payment. Not immediately. They have to be built. And then after that first year, they see what they're bringing in on that. That's a good example because they were probably bringing next to nothing in property taxes, and now they'll receive a couple hundred thousand. And so a portion of that will come to the city, and then we'll reimburse that to Rush through that agreement at that time. Sorry,
Okay,
very
no, okay. But,
confusing.
do we
But
want to go?
going through this, these are things that are already set up. Thanks to Scott going through here, he's specifying when these end. These are 20-year agreements. This Gateway Urban Renewal Area, this is an old CRA or RDA. This is at the corner of 2500 North and Main. It was the property that was cleaned up. That one ends in 2026, and some of these end in 2025, 2025. All of the old RDAs are ending in the next 1 to 2 years. Luckily, we did go through that 4 to 5 year process to set up a new CRA that includes a lot of these areas and a much larger area of the city to incentivize these businesses. That's why I put it down here at the bottom, CRA question mark. We don't have to set anything up this year, but next year we will. we will have to have an entire budget within the RDA for the new CRA, Community Reinvestment Areas, the state's new way of saying RDA. And then these other areas, this is the city center down below. And there was one that was an EDA that was on the Innovation Campus. We do receive some monies for that, but not a lot because it didn't end up turning out as they had envisioned in the 90s and early 2000s, in that USU does not pay a lot of property taxes. USU does not pay any. And so one thing that kind of bit the city in the butt is that a lot of the entities that come in lease the ground from USU. that was a negative in that regard, but it still brings in some money. So that is one aspect of that. But these other areas are the city center, mainly that area west of there. That will be the new CRA. And if anyone's interested, I can sit down with them. I can show them the map. I can show them the stipulations as to how this is handled with businesses that come in and just go over that. But just so you know, these are kind of the things that will happen. The one thing that is we're trying to allocate this year is the $70,000. That will go towards the planning effort for the city center. That is one thing that is allowed through those monies that are currently being accrued through that CDA, which is an RDA for the city center. And so we'll use that money, and we may even need to discuss if that needs to increase or not. For that, we'll know.
That's for that RFP that we talked about with Scott last time. Okay.
That's a shot in the dark as to what that would cost. Yeah, we'll have to sit down and go over that. But that's exactly what that's supposed to be used for. And then streets and roads, we just put that in there as a place saver. We don't know what that will cost. But if a business does come in that CDA, we'll have to start allocating funds towards those monies. And then the CRA, again, is next year.
What was that, $70,000 towards the city center?
City center, that market analysis study that we talked about.
All right. If no other questions for Alan, entertain a motion to move out of the RDA.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Joni.
Wait for the shirt.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We're